that's life.
That's life.
That's what all the people say.
Hello, my name is Allison Clancy, and I will be going over proper cigar etiquette with you. This topic is important to cigar regulars and beginners. There are basic norms that should be respected in any cigar situation, whether it be a cigar bar, convention, or just getting together with some friends to smoke a stogie after dinner. These might seem obvious, but can be easily overlooked. They are imperative to know and can be applied in many other instances unrelated to cigars. These tips are a great set of social protocols to remember. Let's get started. First, do not be a conversation snatcher. Don't try and change a conversation that already started before you walked in. Second, don't have the mind's better approach. Cigar smoking is a matter of taste. Realize that people gravitate to what they like. Leave room for those around you to enjoy what they like. Third, talk on the phone somewhere else. Answering the phone isn't a big deal, but immediately dismiss yourself from the area to take the call. Four, buy from the shop you're smoking at. Retailers don't have great profit margins, so when you bring a cigar in from outside, you're cutting into the store's profit. Some people think Cuban cigars don't count because you can't buy them in the shop. Cuban cigars are even worse because they're illegal and you're now putting employees at risk. Five, do not become an unofficial consultant. Complainers are not good, but advice from a non-expert is even worse. Please don't say, "This would be so much better if..." Simply put, if you want something else, go find it. Six, let the staff members do their job. Even if the employee is your friend, they still have a job to do, so let them do it. Don't hoard their time unless it's otherwise desired or inappropriate. 7. Be aware of the other customers around you. It's okay if you don't know what you want, but stand back while you browse or ask questions. Don't hold up another sale or prevent it from happening. 8. Do not mooch. If you really want to try the cigar, go buy one. You know mooching is happening when you say or hear, "Hey, I'd really like to try that. Mind if I have one?" Stay away from awkward situations like these. 9. Clean up after yourself. Also, do not ash on any rim of any ashtray. This is where other smokers will have to set their cigar down. Number 10, and lastly, if someone asks you what kind of cigar you're smoking, tell them and even give them the band from your cigar. This is a great way to make someone's day and start up a good conversation. Well, that wraps up proper cigar etiquette. As you could probably tell, many of these tips are useful in multiple situations you'll come across in life. Sometimes the most basic and simplistic courtesies in life can be overlooked.